ESPN Daily is presented by YouTube TV. Try it free today at youtube.com/NBA23. New users only. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Emily Kaplan, you've nearly made it. The Stanley Cup final begins on Saturday, and you've been on hand for ESPN since pucks first dropped back in the fall. I'm assuming that you've been living out of a suitcase since the playoffs started. So what do things look like for you at the moment?
Izzy, I love you. I love what you're doing here, but we've all heard this story before. Sports reporter travels a ton, really exhausted from the road, does no laundry. We don't need to go through this. I want to talk to you because I'm about to go to your city and you guys are now the hub of the sports universe. And obviously when we're talking about South Florida, it's often about the U or the Miami Dolphins, but the Miami Heat and the Florida Panthers, the two teams that rep your city, have the chance to become the first NBA and NHL teams in the same metro area to win championships in the same year. So I'm coming down there next week. Tell me, Izzy, what are the vibes like in South Florida?
Both the 305 and the 954 are, as the kids might say, maybe 10 years ago, popping right now, Emily. down in Miami, which is sort of where the heart of Heat fandom lives. After that Game 7 in Boston, the streets were crowded with cars. There were Heat flags everywhere. There was, of course, the very recognizable sound of pots and pans being smacked against with giant spoons as the Miami Heat celebrated another finals trip. And just a bit north, which is where I live in Fort Lauderdale, it's kind of the heart of Panthers fandom. And I have never seen this much hype. I haven't heard this much conversation about the Florida Panthers. And it makes all the sense in the world, Emily. They haven't been this far since 1996. And when you combine the fact that the Florida Panthers playing with house money, getting to the Stanley Cup final, and the Miami Heat as an 8 seed playing with house money, getting to the NBA final, and both effectively playing at the same time every other night here for a couple of weeks, it might be the best time in South Florida sports fandom. And this is an area that had LeBron James for 4 years and 2 championships.
Of course, of course. So I know the stars are going to show out for the Miami Heat. They've got a huge fan base. I just want to know, is like Pitbull going to show up in a Panthers jersey? Like what type of vibes are they cultivating right now?
I think they have a separate celebrity fan bases. I'm not sure if Pitbull or say DJ Khaled is going to show up at a Panthers game, but there'll be a good amount of celebrities there. The Panthers have their own sort of celebrity hip-hop artist in Kodak Black who shows up at games sometimes.
That's what number I got on my jacket right now. And Bob Broski. You know, Bob Broski, you that boy. If they can't score, they can't win. You know what I'm saying? Let them get in that goal. Panthers, I'm here. Florida Panthers. Brad Kennedy, that's the only thing we got.
So, yeah, the Panthers have their own audience, and it is definitely growing. Maybe even more noticeable than Brooks Koepka.
I was about to say, we've got the golf community going to hockey game.
Well, Emily, one thing we know for sure is that at the end of the Stanley Cup final, the team that's hoisting the cup will be a team doing it for the first time in franchise history. Neither the Golden Knights or the Panthers have ever captured the best trophy in sports, I think it's fair to say. So how do you characterize what you're preparing to watch in a year where many predicted kind of a Canadian final between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Edmonton Oilers?
Well, Izzy, you're hitting at a super existential question for us in hockey. This was a year that I think we were expecting a lot of blue bloods to come through.
Yeah.
A Canadian team has not won the Stanley Cup since 1993. It is an agonizing streak for those up north who just cherish and idolize this sport. It's even worse for the Toronto Maple Leafs, an original 16 that hasn't won since 1967. And this felt like their year as much as any year could have been to break through. They finally got past the first round pick for them, but couldn't get past that. We had teams like the Boston Bruins, who made all this regular season history. The New York Rangers, one of the biggest fan bases in the league. They were supposed to make it through. And instead, we get 4 semifinalists from warm weather cities, 4 non-traditional markets. We get Dallas, we get Vegas, we get Raleigh, North Carolina, and South Florida. For Gary Bettman, this is actually a win. ever since he became commissioner, and he's going on his third decade now, a big point of emphasis for him and the sport has been grow the game. And they've gone into these non-traditional markets. The Sun Belt expansion was a huge thing for Gary Bettman. We were one of the first professional sports teams to come to Las Vegas following the Las Vegas Aces of the WNBA. They cultivated a really big fan base there. It's incredible to me that ever since the Golden Knight came into the league in 2017-18, outside of the COVID season, all 201 of their regular season games haven't just been sellouts, but they've been over capacity. So in the NHL's eyes, this is a celebration of how we've grown in these markets and what hockey can be. And that's something that I think the league wants to celebrate right now, even though it's not necessarily going to translate with those sexy matchups of Leafs Bruins or something like that.
This Saturday, the puck drops between the Florida Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. Just as we all predicted. It's the culmination of an NHL postseason that's been anything but expected. So today, Emily Kaplan briefs us on everything we need to know about hockey's upcoming championship and tells us who she thinks will end up hoisting Lord Stanley's Cup. I'm Israel Gutierrez. It's Wednesday, May 31st. This is ESPN Daily.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code DAILY. That's code DAILY. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
So, Emily, let's start with what we just watched most recently. Because as the Panthers rested and prepared following a sweep of the Carolina Hurricanes, which was a great series, by the way, even though it was just four games, the Golden Knights had to fight back against the Dallas Stars out west. Down 3-0, Dallas stormed back with wins in games 4 and 5 before being put down mercilessly 6-0 in game 6. And so the Golden Knights make their second trip in franchise history to the Cup Final. They lost to Alexander Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals back in 2018, Vegas' inaugural season in the NHL, which is crazy. But since then, it's been a rocky climb back to the top. And last year, they even missed the playoffs. Emily, what's their turnaround been like this season?
You know, it's a turnaround for last year because they did miss the playoffs. But in general, it's been a pretty charmed existence for the Vegas Golden Knights ever since they made it to the league. Their first year, they shocked everyone and they made it all the way to the Stanley Cup Final. And the team branded themselves as the Golden Misfit because they were an expansion draft team. And all of these players came because their previous team didn't want them. And they adopted this mentality, it's us against the world. And then all of a sudden they make it to the Stanley Cup Final. And then their GM's like, we're going to go for it every single year. And we're going to be super aggressive and go after all of these free agents. And then all of a sudden it's like the world against Vegas. And if you just look at the number of former captains that they've amassed on their roster, you've got Mark Stone, who used to be the captain in Ottawa, Alex Pietrangelo, who used to be in St. Louis, most recently Jack Eichel, the longtime captain in Buffalo, who hadn't made a Stanley Cup to this year. And then this is a team that's almost like a super team in the NHL. They get all of these veterans who've been seasoned elsewhere, all of these guys with maybe a chip on their shoulder because it didn't work out in their former franchise, and they all gel together at the right time. They bring in Bruce Cassidy, who was fired by the Bruins last year after some playoff disappointment.
Right. Their new head coach.
He brings a hard-nosed structure. He demands more accountability. He changes the way they play. There's a big emphasis on defensive structure. They get surprise goaltending, and that's why they're here.
You mentioned the defensive structure of Vegas, and one of their strengths in the postseason has been their willingness to block shots. Their defenseman, Alec Martinez, led the league this regular season in block shots, and the team has built up a bit of a reputation for doing it, no matter the cost to their bodies. Emily, this is something that in baseball would create fights between the two teams if you get hit with a ball, in that case, going 90-plus miles per hour. In this case, Vegas players are willingly putting their body in front of pucks that are traveling 90 plus miles per hour, doing it night after night. Can you help me understand this mentality and what's required to block shots and why this is something Vegas is really good at?
Yeah, well, the reason they're good at it is you'll see the guys walk around the rink and they wear these shirts that say it hurts to win. And that's a slogan that Bruce Cassidy has been saying, and they've just adopted it as their mantra. So it's the sacrifice. It's all the things that we glorify about hockey and such a team sport. A star player only plays a third of a game. It takes everybody giving blood, sweat, and tears and broken bones to get to the finish line. But it really is a unique mentality. I mean, you mentioned Alec Martinez, who leads the team in block shots. Just consider last year, he had a serious face laceration. He was cut by a skate. It was supposed to be a short-term injury. He ended up missing 53 games last year.
Wow.
It was really scary. He admitted that he thought his career might be over. And he comes back this year and blocks more shots than any other player in these playoffs. I mean, that's a insane mentality. And I hope that you keep that in there and just bleep it out, because that's how a hockey player would talk.
Emily, you've been around these hockey players for a little bit too long. But I will say, you mentioned Jack Eichel, and he is the leading scorer for the Knights this postseason. They acquired him back in November of 21 from the Buffalo Sabres. And when you consider all the drama that surrounded Eichel's path from Buffalo to Las Vegas, it's actually a topic you and I spoke about on Around the Horn when it happened. What's this moment mean for him? His first playoffs and his first cup final appearance.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. I mean, this is a guy that went number two in the draft to Connor McDavid and has always been living up to him, right? Because Connor McDavid is the best player in the world. He's the best thing that we've seen since Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
And he goes to Buffalo and he wants it to work out in Buffalo. And it's obviously a hard-nosed and passionate sports town, but it doesn't. And they're in a rebuild and they just can't figure it out. And he toiled away a lot of great years. And then he asked for a trade, in part because there was a disagreement over how they should treat a neck injury that he had. He wanted a certain surgery. The team wouldn't allow him to do it. Because of the CBA, the team has final say, and he forced a trade to a team that would allow him to have that surgery, and ultimately it was Vegas. He comes to the playoffs, and there's all this attention and pressure on him because, again, this is probably the best player in the league who hasn't been to our greatest stage yet. And I remember sitting down with Jack before the series, and I asked him, you know, what have your playoffs been like? And he's like, the first game, Emily, it wasn't great. I felt terribly out there. I was doing things that I didn't typically do. Everyone always talks about the playoffs and how they were different, and that got into my head. I was afraid to make plays. I was an absolute mess. And then he said he went home and he just kind of had this aha moment. He's like, playoff hockey is just regular hockey. It's just a little more hitting and a little more stakes. And all of a sudden he felt free to play his game. He's been spectacular this postseason.
Marcia Sill trying to cut out front. Now it's sent to the line. Petrangelo shot and scores! Jack Eichel got the stick on it. And Vegas takes the lead.
His defensive game is what's getting the most praise from both his teammates and those around the league. Offensively, though, he didn't have a goal in the Dallas series, but he had so many grade A chances. It was incredible. I talked to him on the ice after they clinched the Western Conference final, and I asked him, it's your first postseason, you're now in the Stanley Cup final. What does it all mean? And you could tell he was just kind of searching for the right words in that moment, because it did mean a lot. And he had dreamed of this, and I don't think he could have imagined it would have gone this well. First year with the Knights was last year. They missed the playoffs. And then for him to make it this far in his first appearance and have this much of an impact, it's really, it's so cliche, but it's all these kids dream about when they're growing up.
Well, needing experience would be conventional wisdom, as would goalies at this point of the season. Looking into them, it's been quite the story for the Knights. Their netminders, Laurent Brossoit and Aiden Hill, shared a combined one game of postseason experience entering these playoffs. Brossoit played well, but then was injured in the second round series against Edmonton. Enter Hill, who'd also been among the best goalies in the playoffs. Do the Golden Knights, Emily, have enough in net to capture their first Stanley Cup title?
First, I kind of think we need to give a little more context for just how insane this is. I mentioned that the Golden Knights are a team that have aggressively gone after big name free agents since their existence. they go and get, in the expansion draft, Marc-Andre Fleury, who was the face of the Pittsburgh Penguins, a multiple-time Stanley Cup champion, one of the most affable guys in the league.
Right.
They trade Marc-Andre Fleury. They're like, nope, we're going to bench you for Robin Lehner. And they sign him to a five-year, $5 million deal. He's halfway through that. He's supposed to be their starter this year. Lehner has multiple injury issues. He has to get hip surgery, shoulder surgery. He's out for the whole year. This year, they have a rookie, Logan Thompson, who goes and makes the all-star team for them this year. He's out in the playoffs. So when we get to Aiden Hill at this point, he's technically the fourth stringer. He's a guy that they acquired for a fourth round pick. And the fact that he showed up in such a significant moment and had so much composure and so much confidence is incredible.
Domi puts it in front of the net. Almost there. What a step by Aiden Hill. Defending Kiviranta. That was a for sure goal. Vegas back the other way.
And this kid has just made a name for himself. Luckily for him and his agent, he's an unrestricted free agent, so he's going to get paid this summer, either by the Vegas Golden Knights or another team in this league. But it's truly one of the great stories in these playoffs. Everyone I've talked to about Aiden Hill, his teammates in Arizona and San Jose, his first two teams, two of the worst teams in the league that are rebuilding right now, said, you know what this kid never lacked was confidence. He was super detail-oriented. He always believed in himself. And as one of his former teammates with Arizona was texting me during that final game against Dallas, he's like, I'm not surprised at this at all. If you got this guy on a good team, he was going to thrive.
Coming up, we dive into the team representing South Florida, the Florida Panthers.
Delicious meat, nutritious. In the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Trust me, I've been eating them like there's no tomorrow all week. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with your family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you, like me, are on the go a lot. Taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries, whatever it may be. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snack game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home some huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, Emily. So the other team here, the Florida Panthers. They're half of one of the greatest South Florida sports stories ever. Because just like their NBA counterparts, the Miami Heat, the Panthers squeaked into the playoffs as an 8 seed and ended up in the championship series. Along the way, Florida took down President's Trophy winner Boston in 7 games, a team that just happened to have the best regular season in NHL history. And they somehow picked up steam from there, eliminating the Maple Leafs in 5 and sweeping the Carolina Hurricanes. How did the Panthers go from barely making the playoffs to a team that could win it all?
Izzy, it's a wild story. It's a story only for South Florida. You're in the right market for this one. So listen to this. Last year, the Florida Panthers won the President's Trophy. They were the best team in the NHL. And then they get to the playoffs, and in the second round, they get swept by their interstate rivals, the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Time ticks down in game 4. It's going to be a sweep for the Lightning. Guess what, Phil? Another shutout in a closeout win.
Unbelievable.
For Andrei Vasilevskiy. And this one,
Andrew Brunette, the coach that led them through the entire season, they let him go. And they bring in Paul Maurice, who's a veteran and a different type of thinker. They then make one of the most shocking trades in NHL history. This is the NBA-style player for player, like, holy cow, I can't believe these two guys are switching markets type of trade. Matthew Tkachuk, an American boy, is playing in Calgary and says, I don't want to sign there. I want to come to America and I'm going to will my way to a team that I want to play for. They bring him in and they trade away Jonathan Huberdeau, who had just scored 100 points for them, and Mackenzie Beeger, one of their better defensemen. And everyone's like, what are the Florida Panthers doing? Privately, in the conversations that I had with members of their front office and coaching staff, they're like, we understand we're going to need to take a step back. This is kind of a gap year for us. We need to reestablish our identity. What we want is to play harder. We like Matthew Tkachuk because we think he's a unicorn. He plays with a mean streak but can also score.
Yep.
We need to have a new commitment to defense and structure and a commitment to winning. They looked at their goalie, Sergei Bobrovsky, who's making $10 million. And he was an incredible goalie that earned that contract, but he's had some injury issues, some inconsistency issues. And everyone around the league, like, you can't win with putting that much money into goaltending and getting that output. But lo and behold, it turned out to be exactly the right formula. They go through some pains this year as they adjust to Maurice. They have a really tough schedule where they have to be on the road a ton, in part because they were hosting the All-Star game in February. And then they get this home streak after the All-Star break, and they finally find their stride. They make it in by just 1 point, and in the playoffs have been an absolute wrecking ball.
Well, Emily, they told us all season long throughout their struggles that, as you said, they're trying to switch to play playoff-style hockey. And the key, other than Tkachuk, seems to have been, you mentioned him, Sergei Bobrovsky. Over here, we just call him Bob. And he wasn't just pedestrian during the regular season. There were fans constantly complaining about his contract and how he was overpaid. And there was a goaltender named Lyon who started the postseason for the Panthers until Bobrovsky came in and has been absolutely dominant. What's been at the heart of his turnaround?
Work ethic. You know, the one thing that I've heard consistently about Sergei Bobrovsky, first is that he's an incredible teammate. But secondly, it's that he works his butt off. I covered those games in Boston, and early on when Alex Lyon, a complete career journeyman, was starting, when he made a big save against the Boston Bruins, I'd look over at the Florida Panthers bench, and it was Bobrovsky who was making the most noise, like banging his pads, cheering for him.
Wow.
And those are the type of guys that you want to root for. The Panthers have poured more resources into their goaltending than any other team in the league. They have what they call the Goaltending Excellence Department. It's led by Roberto Luongo. A lot of people might remember that name.
Yeah, Luongo spent more than half of his 20-year career in net for the Panthers before hanging it up after the 2018-2019 season.
And because they had the patience in him and his work ethic, and now that he's stayed healthy and was rested for those first few games, he's finally looking like old Bob again.
Well, South Florida loves old Bob, and they also love Matthew Tkachuk. He has been at his best when his team has needed him the most, leading them down this playoff stretch with key overtime goals. What kind of impact do you see him having in the Cup final?
A massive impact. He's the closest thing we have to an NBA superstar in just the way he carries himself. He's got swagger. He doesn't mind talking about himself.
Yep.
He doesn't mind throwing some honest digs at the other team or just speaking candidly about what he's seeing on the ice. It's so captivating, and it's exactly what our sport needs. On the ice, I mentioned it. He plays with a mean streak. He's got an edge. He's completely getting under other guys' skin, constantly chirping them. But he's got the skill to back that up. He's an 100-point scorer. Like, he's an incredible, incredible hockey player.
Right.
You know, he's been a great player in this league for a while. He finally has a spotlight on him on this stage. And he's proven that he can show up and do big things. His dad was one of the most affable guys in the league, Keith Tkachuk. And Keith always told him two things. One, it's always about your compete level, and we see that. And two, it's the way that you treat other people. And the thing that you do hear about those in the Florida locker room is that he's the best teammate. He thanks the flight attendants by name. You know, he's kind to the trainer. He holds the doors open for people, and he's really adopted a leadership role and the team has adopted his identity and they're gelling at exactly the right moment with him.
So the team has taken on his identity. He's tough. He has an edge. He's honest when it comes to his talk. It sounds like you're talking about Jimmy Butler of the Miami Heat.
Exactly.
And we've seen Jimmy Butler working out in a Matthew Tkachuk jersey on the Miami Heat practice floor. Can you talk to me about the similarities between the two outside of what we just touched on?
They've been slayers of Boston this year. The Florida Panthers and Miami Heat have won as many games at TD Garden this postseason as the Boston Celtics and Boston Bruins, which is just absolutely insane given the regular seasons those two teams in Boston had. And Jimmy Butler and Matthew Tkachuk aren't afraid to troll the Boston fans, which, as we know, are pretty hard-nosed and, you know, thick or thin-skinned group, no matter which way you look at it. Matthew Tkachuk is constantly reminding us in the media, nobody believed in us. Like, I covered that series, the Bruins-Panthers series, and there was like 4 to 5 different times where Matthew Tkachuk had said, none of you picked us to win this series and look at where we're at. And I love that swagger, and I know that Jimmy's got it too.
Okay, Emily, I'm going to ask you this without any pressure felt from someone living in South Florida. What's your prediction for these Stanley Cup Finals?
Izzy, this is where I love you and this is where I disappoint you.
Oh, no.
Most people in hockey media are just on the Florida Panthers bandwagon right now, and rightfully so. They've slayed every giant. They've beaten the 1, 2, and 4 seeded teams in the East. They deserve to be in this spot, and they're coming in with a ton of rest, which is specifically good for Sergei Bobrovsky, who can't be overtaxed. But I just came off covering the Vegas Golden Knights. They roll their 4 lines evenly. They have a commitment to defense and blocking shots. They're getting the clutch goaltending. Typically, those are all the hallmarks of a winning team. I just feel like it's their time. They've been a good team in this league for the last 6 years, a great team in this league, and I think they're going to get over the hump. I think it's going 7, and I'm going to pick Vegas.
Well, Emily, you picked Vegas, and I'm pretty sure Matthew Tkachuk wouldn't want it any other way.
You know, I'm just trying to make him happy. I need to give him more material. He needs some, right? It's not fun when everyone's picking you all the time.
Exactly. Even I won't pick them. Thank you very much, Emily.
Thanks, Izzy.
I'm Israel Gutierrez. This has been ESPN Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.